was a chariot pulled by three galloping horses. Antony stood with the reins in his hands, sturdy-looking in his soldier's tunic and boots. I was ready to protest. I wanted my maid and guard to accompany me, and I certainly did not want to stand up for 16 rough miles, then back again. But I thought in my heart, I am a girl of 13, and I am learning how to not always have things my own way. I stepped up into the chariot. It was so narrow, my dress brushed against Antony's sword, our arms touched. "Hold tight, here," he said, showing me how to grasp the bronze rim. Then, without another word, he shook the reins, and we were off, down the sandy road that ran along the Tiber, westward to the coast. I turned to look over my shoulder and saw a horseman riding fast, my good man Puzo. I had not felt wind in my hair like this since I was at sea in the bow of father's ship. The air was cold on my neck and bare arms, but the sun on my face was warm. Of course, I could not hear a word of what Antony was shouting to me because of the noise, such jangling of harnesses and the rolling swish of the tall wheels in the dirt. Soon I smelled the salt air, then I saw the sea. Oh, joy! The busy port of Ostia excited me, for ships were coming.